Hello, and welcome to another episode of Painfully Honest. Well, for me, this is a double episode because I just recorded 10 minutes of me talking and apparently turned off my data, so none of it got saved. So I'm back, and I want to kind of get it all out again, or at least get it some of it recorded. It's basically going to be a highlight episode. So I was just basically journaling my day and saying what I did and how I feel. And man, I had a really good rant about, you know, learning from an experience so that the next time you can handle it better and better. Maybe it'll come back to me, who knows. But I'm going to start over, and I'm doing good on my yoga and my meditation and my working out. I worked out with my brother today. I did push and pull today, so that was good. I went to yoga today and did yoga at home. The yoga teacher asked me if I was a teacher, and I said no. And I'm getting this all out of order because I forgot to mention that I got accepted to a 10-day Vipassana meditation retreat in Jessup, Georgia, which I'm really excited about, which I've wanted to do for years, but I put off for some reason or the other, or made some excuse, and I'm so excited because I applied on Saturday, and then they received my application, and so they were processing it, and then they said they put me on a wait list because there were so many men that had applied, and then I got an email on Sunday, yesterday, today, whatever, at 2 PM that said that I got accepted. So I'm just so beyond ecstatic for that, and what an amazing opportunity. I'm really, really happy about that. Okay, so I also went to visit my mom. Well, my dad and I went to the library, and then the library didn't open till 1, so we went to Target to get my mom some, like, Christmas lights for her nursing home. We got her some, like, tinsel wreath. What is that stuff called? I can't think of it right now. Garland? Maybe? I'm not sure. But basically, we decked out her little nursing home, or her bed in the nursing home. She shares a room with 4 other women. I think 2 of them are named Nancy, so there's 3 Nancys in a room, which, what are the odds of that? But now she has a little bit of holiday cheer in there, and today was a good visit with her because she didn't cry at all. So I consider that to be really good when there's no crying, or at least minimal crying, because I don't want to see that. I mean, I will. I'll watch it. I've been there when she cried the whole time. It's just not good. So, yeah. And then I'm all over the place because I'm just so flustered that I recorded 10 minutes and then it just all got deleted. And, okay, so another thing that happened was I ran into Morgan at the coffee shop. And that was an interesting situation. So what I said in the deleted episode, accidentally deleted episode, was that I'm not going to dwell on how it went, because I think it went well. I don't want to be too hopefully optimistic, but I think it went well. So I brought my friend there, and me, her, Morgan, and her friend all hung out for a little bit, and then I asked Morgan if she wanted to go for a walk, so we went and talked. And so this is where my little rant came in about how you handle things in certain situations. And so I think that I handled that specific situation the best I could for the moment. I wasn't, you know, I don't feel bad about it. You know, I said what I needed to, and we talked, and I feel really good overall. And my little rant was that each time you encounter a situation, you can only handle it to the best of your ability, or that's the goal, is to handle it to the best of your ability. So I know that one of my vices is to get emotional or emotionally react to situations. And I don't think I was too emotional. I don't think I emotionally reacted. And so I feel really good about that. I think I handled it to the best of my ability for who I am right now. And as long as I'm getting better each day and handling any repeat situations better and better each time, then I feel like that's progress, and I feel really good about that. So you encounter a situation and you maybe not handle it to the best of your ability. You handle it poorly, and then you like kind of beat yourself up over it or whatever. But if you can learn from it and not do the same thing next time and handle it a little better, then that's progress. You can't expect, leaps and bounds. Sometimes you got to be happy with small victories, which has been my little motto for as of right now, is small victories. So today was a big victory, as far as I'm concerned, in all aspects, not just in that. I don't want to get too singularly focused. Today was a really good day, and I'm very happy. And yeah, I really appreciate everyone in my life. And even if you're just listening to this podcast and you don't really know me, thank you for listening. I love you, and I hope you have a good morning, afternoon, day, night, whenever you're listening to this. And this has been Philip Whaling. This has been a slightly erratic and recap episode of a really, in my mind, well thought out episode. And yeah, this is Painfully Honest. Have a good one. Bye.